Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was evident Tuesday night how the Pacers haven't acquired that killer instinct. Maybe in time, but not just yet, that it takes to play playoff basketball. It comes with experience, and like I say, maybe it's coming. Hopefully it will. The Bucks just flat dominated outside of that first quarter on Tuesday night, but tonight is another night, another opportunity, another venue. Friendly Gainbridge Fieldhouse here at 6:30. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6 o'clock here on the airwaves. Pacer head coach Rick Carlisle, obviously, looking for a better, consistent, compete level.
This series is about defense. You know, our defense needed to be better. Our rebounding needed to be better. At halftime, we had 7 out of 19 loose balls, and that's just, you know, that's just not close to being good enough. So we're going to have to do a lot better. When we're successful, we move it. We move the ball unconditionally. We cut. We drive. We share. One of the problems we had was that even when we got stops, we weren't pushing the ball with the kind of pace and speed that we need to.
And that's Rick Carlisle. And if they, you know, if Doc Rivers has Giannis and Damian Lillard, well, hey, if they're in the lineup tonight, beat them at their best. Close this thing out. Go Pacers. 8.5-point favorites. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, obviously the setting couldn't be any better, could it, for a hopeful Game 6 closeout at home? Bobby Portis showed us the other night for Milwaukee. He went from being a Game 4 problem to a Game 5 solution, big time. Remember Game 4 at Gainbridge? The Pacers with those 22 three-pointers, 7 of them coming from Miles Turner at 29 points.
I think more than anything, you have to embrace, you know, what's in front of you. You know, no matter what happens, and I think that's been a word we use a lot throughout this series. And I think we're definitely, like, looking forward to the challenge. You know what I mean? No, we know nothing's going to be handed to us. Nothing's going to be given to us. It doesn't matter who they have out there on the other side. They're two all-stars at that. So obviously they, you know, require a level of attention. But more than anything, it doesn't really change our approach. You know what I mean? I think that you have to be conscientious of guys like that, but you can't change the way you play basketball. We got here by playing Pacers basketball. So,
well, that's Miles Turner. And yeah, if Giannis is in the lineup, if Lillard's in the lineup, one or both, fine. Beat them with their best, huh? Mark Boyle, pregame at 6 o'clock tonight here on the airwaves. A win puts the Pacers into the Eastern semifinals for a first time in 10 years. Knicks will try to close out the Sixers tonight in Philly, TNT, a little past 9. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.